Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Big 12 Nation, year three of doing the podcast. We do this every year. So let's get to the big boys of the conference, Oklahoma Sooners. Some people may take it personally, but they ran the conference pretty much for the last at least 6-7 years. Been a national championship contender, going on almost 10. So, I've been hearing a lot in the national sports media, guys, people saying Oklahoma doesn't have a chance, or the Big 12 doesn't have national championship contenders this year. And I looked at OU's schedule. I mean, there's some holes there, but, I mean, honestly, guys, the they could go undefeated. I mean, they could go 10-2, 11-1, or 12-0. But, I mean, I definitely see double-digit wins, and depends on how things go and what games swing in their favor, that they could be right back in the Final Four this year. And it's kind of aggravating that people say this, because who's to say that Alabama is going to be the same as they were last year, or Ohio State? I think Ohio State lost their quarterback, or Clemson, you know. So it's nobody that's like a clear cut. Yeah, Jalen Hurts is back, but a lot of his weapons are gone. And the backup who played from the national championship game, the weapons, some of the weapons he threw to are not there anymore. Now, Oklahoma, I know you guys are hurting because you lost Mark Andrews to the NFL, one of the greatest tight ends I've ever seen play in a college football. Just amazing, that touchdown he scored against Texas last year in the Red River rivalry. That was amazing catch and run for me. He could move for a big guy. I mean, he could be, I think guys like him, the NFL love because of what Gronkowski does for the Patriots. When you have a big athletic guy that can run fast, block, hard to tackle, and hard to guard, you know, it's serious. You know, a lot of receivers, they're skinny, they're athletic, they're quick. You have some big receivers, but they're all guardable because, you know, physique. When you have a guy like Mark Andrews or Gronkowski, that physique is just, it's hard to tackle them. Even when you're up in the air fighting for a ball, they're so much stronger. You know, they can bring it down. Linebackers are big athletic guys, but a lot of times they're nowhere near as fast as the tight. Well, they are as fast as tight ends. They're not as fast as those type of tight ends. So, interesting story. Obviously, Kyler Murray, we have to see what he can do back there with a new situation and set of circumstances. I've seen a lot of people online saying fire Stoops. Obviously, the other Stoops, who's the brother, they said that's the only way OU will win a national title. People relax and calm down. I wonder why people don't like Stoops so much. Is it because of his facial expressions and how he gets so PO'd about things during the game? It's kind of funny to see the compliments people make about Mark Stoops. Or excuse me, not Mark Stoops. Whatever. It's a whole bunch of them. One of them coaches at Kentucky. We obviously know the great Bob Stoops, who retired, and then obviously the D coordinator you guys have there right now. So, and they're all from a legendary Ohio family. So, when you look at the running back position, you guys got Trey Sermon. Obviously, Rodney Anderson coming back. He was phenomenal. Thank God he got those goofy legal, you know, I wouldn't even call it legal issues. I would just call it what goes on in society today. When certain people don't get what they want, they get to make up accusations. So, good thing Rodney Anderson didn't even have to deal with that silliness and nonsense. And I hope athletes start to learn from that, is that, you know, as much as they put things on the news about what needs to be better and how this coach needs to be fired and how this player needs to be suspended, you got to realize they don't make a big deal about it when this aspect of it happens. So, congrats to Anderson. He's back. As far as receiver, obviously, we talked about you guys losing Mark Andrews. He was a big part of your, you know, explosiveness last year. But you still got Marquise Brown. So, having Marquise Brown back there is going to do is obviously going to draw a lot of attention from Big 12 defenses and defenses all over the country when you play out of conference. It'll open it up. And this is what else I think is crazy about Oklahoma. I mean, even going back to the Adrian Peterson years, everybody thought they had the kid Keon. What's his name? Keon Newsom or Newsom? Somebody correct me in the comment section if I said his name wrong. But I remember everybody thought he was going to be the starter next year. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Adrian Peterson shows up on campus and just dominates. So that's another beautiful thing about the Oklahoma Sooners. You just never know who is like a backup, who's in rotation, that may just step up and do something amazing. They have that many great athletes. Defense was good last year. Obviously, it didn't look good in the Big 12. It looked great in the Big 12 championship game. It didn't look good in the national championship Final Four, but we'll see what happens. Georgia's a tough team. And we'll see, man. I'm optimistic. So let's go over the schedule. All right, first of all, you guys got FAU at home. So Lane Kiffin are coming to town. Small non-Power 5 school, but going to have explosive offense, obviously because of Lane Kiffin and his offensive, you know, the dynamics he brings to the table. But, I mean, I don't see that being a problem for the Sooners. They should win that game easy. Open a game at home September 1st. It'll be a packed crowd, sold out. Now, next week will be your big out-of-conference game versus UCLA. Now, this is the one that we have to figure out. Will UCLA be Chip Kelly UCLA right away, or will it take a couple of years? Will Kyler Murray step up, I mean, and do some of the things that we know he can do? We obviously can't compare him to Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield was amazing. The kid was not offered a scholarship, went to two schools, grew up right there in Texas, and then came back for 2 to 3 years and just beat the crap out of Texas in the rivalry game. So hats off to Baker Mayfield for an outstanding career. And I just can't say it enough, man, and I'm not trying to sound corny, but it's like, damn, this dude was a walk-on. They didn't even offer him a scholarship. They didn't offer him a scholarship. He walked on twice. Amazing story. But we'll see what happens against UCLA. I don't know. I think that's the game that'll tell whether OU will go undefeated or not, out of conference-wise. Now, in conference, the next week you guys got Iowa State at Iowa State. That was a game that shocked you guys last year. Will they keep it rolling, or will they fade a little bit? I got Iowa going I got Iowa State going 6-6 or 7-5. Again, I think they're consistently be able to start getting the bowl games under Matt Campbell. But I don't know. Oklahoma is usually good about getting that revenge on people or being prepared. So this time around, they'll be prepared for Iowa State. So I'm gonna give the edge to OU. Army at home, that should be an easy win for you guys. Baylor, easy win. Texas, in the rivalry game, that's a toss-up. That's where my IQ comes in and says, okay, Oklahoma could be 12-0, they could be 10-2 or 11-1. You know, that and UCLA are the two ones on the schedule I see a problem with. And obviously TCU, who you play the next week after Texas. So that'll be tough playing your rivalry game. And then the next game you play, I'm not sure if there's a bye week between it or not. I didn't look at the schedule closely. But regardless, right after you play Texas, the next opponent will be TCU. We know they'll be tough defensively, so we'll see what happens. After that, you got OSU, Oklahoma State, and then you got Texas Tech. That's a road game. And then you got Kansas. That should be a win. And then at West Virginia. So, I mean, The road games you guys have, I mean, it's good you got UCLA at home and FAU at home. But, I mean, at Iowa State is a tough road game. West Virginia, at West Virginia, that's a tough road game. TCU is always a tough road game. Believe it or not, Texas Tech is even a tough road game. I mean, going all the way out to Lubbock, I think that's the farthest drive in the conference. I guess it ain't too bad for people in Oklahoma because you guys can just cut over on 40 and then just cut down through Amarillo and Lubbock. But I mean, everybody else who's straight down 35, they gotta go. There's no like direct highway to Lubbock in Texas. So if you live in like Dallas, Fort Worth, you gotta cut over 20, cut up. Same thing with Austin, you gotta cut up and do all this. Same thing with Waco, Baylor. But actually, I think you guys and Norman don't have it too bad. If y'all can just catch 40 and take 40 all the way across Oklahoma, and then you can shoot down to Amarillo and down to Lubbock. So it's actually more of a straight shot for you guys being up north with the major highways. But we will see, guys. Early Sunday morning, not as enthusiastic as usual, but I definitely want to do this OU preview because I've heard so many loudmouths on the radio saying Big 12 doesn't have a national contender. And then I looked at the schedule, I'm like, well, damn, it looks like Oklahoma could still go undefeated, and they still got a chance to do what they need to do. They go undefeated and win the Big 12 championship game. I mean, that's an easy no-brainer. And I always go into everything 50-50. I'm never one of these people that's just like, oh, there's no chance because they lost too many people. Like, it's just football is too crazy of a game with too many injuries, so many adjustments, so many things go wrong. This guy got suspended. This guy got kicked off the team. This controversy in the middle of the season. So much insane nonsense, especially now. It's not like the 80s or the 90s where you just played the game and if somebody got injured, they got injured and then you had to adjust. Now with so much outside distractions and so much BS incorporated into college football, you just never know, you know, who has a chance to win. And I'm looking around. Oklahoma's in the exact same position as everybody else. They're in the exact same position as everybody else, guys. Nobody is, like, just stacked the law, you know, across the board. Everybody lost somebody last year. Everybody did. So that's my prediction, man. They, you know, Sooners, double-digit wins. I say at the worst, they're 10-2. I don't see anybody else giving them that many problems. If they're 9-3, I'll be surprised, but I see them with double-digit wins and maybe even having a chance to go 12-0 or 13-0 and head back to the Final Four. So, OU Sooner fans, good luck. Next up, I guess I will do Kansas State. I know I was supposed to do that first. I'll check out K-State, see what they end up doing. They should be good this year. Hopefully, I'm looking at 7-8 wins like they did last year. And then after that, I'll try and get into West Virginia, especially because West Virginia is supposedly the team that everybody says is going to contend for the Big 12 title and the national championship. Not hating on West Virginia, not saying no, but we'll see. And they could surprise me and beat Oklahoma. So that's Big 12 Nation Wrap, man. Oklahoma preview, I see the same as usual. I see consistency. I see a winning schedule. I see double-digit wins. I see a chance for a national championship, as always. All right, guys, enjoy your week. Be back with K-State, West Virginia, and then Baylor, our favorite Baylor in Kansas. But, you know, Baylor could improve, and Kansas could improve. You know, we'll see. I know some people are laughing and saying, yeah, right, but there's always room for improvement, and they have the fans. All right, guys, be good. Have a good one.